Legislators have revived a debate on the long-stalled National Health Care Insurance Scheme, citing Uganda's worsening malaria burden and chronic underfunding of the health sector. During an engagement with malaria youth champions, the MPs noted that malaria crisis illustrates the urgent need for a national health financing mechanism to reduce out-of-pocket costs and also strengthen service delivery. Uganda remains the only East African country with a national health insurance law, despite Parliament passing the National Health Insurance Bill in March 2021, which intended to establish the country's first social health insurance scheme. However, the legislation stalled after President Museveni failed to assent to it, nor returned it to Parliament. The Malaria Youth Champions chairperson, Peter Mbabazi, told MPs that this is costing lives, but also urged them to back preventive interventions and ensure health financing reforms are revived. Rukungiri Municipality MP Elisa Lutahigwa expressed deep frustration that the health insurance scheme has not been passed, noting that it's painful for him that he's going to leave Parliament when the National Health Insurance Bill had not been assented to into law. Joseph Rionga, Chairperson Health Committee of Parliament, acknowledged that the MPs are well aware of the malaria emergency but constrained by limited national resources. Enoch Nyongore, the Nakaseke North Member of Parliament, urged the government to support personal groups capable of leading community-driven malaria control initiatives.